Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leather joins us when we come back right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission and Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Small Grain Specialist for Oklahoma State University, reminds you to keep an eye on your wheat crop during the winter months.
Keep an eye on those crops and see basically the greenness of the crop and see how they're making it through the winter and monitor the nitrogen status in those fields. You know, in the southern Great Plains, we don't have the luxury that they do in other wheat production regions in that we have a lot of acres to cover and our rainfall is very unpredictable. For that reason, we can't make as many just-in-time top-dress applications, and we've got to get those rigs rolling there in early to mid-January to make it across those acres and have the nitrogen out there for when the rain does hopefully come in January and February to move that nitrogen into the soil profile.
OSU's Dr. Jeff Edwards. Wheat Watch 2015 is a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And, Tom, let's take a look at our livestock futures as they closed yesterday. Not quite the day we saw the day before, but still the cattle futures was not a bad day yesterday.
That's right, Dave. The key is they closed positive, and that was the third straight session for the cattle complex closing positive after seeing those large losses that occurred over the past 2 weeks. Now, there was a lack of fresh news yesterday as technical and fund buying lifted the futures higher. We saw choice box beef up 79 cents yesterday, select boxes up 34, a total movement of 128 loads, the daily cattle kill 115,000 head. Cash feeder index was down hard, $4.93 lower. That index has now dropped over $19 in the past 11 sessions. We also saw the cold storage report come out yesterday. Beef stocks were 5% above the previous month. Pork stocks 7.3% below last month. And the lean hog saw mostly triple-digit losses yesterday. Yesterday's close saw Feb cattle 72 cents higher. March feeder cattle $1 higher. And February lean hogs down $1.65.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Energy is Oklahoma's largest business, and OKEnergyToday.com keeps you up to date with the latest news. And it's free. Go to OKEnergyToday.com and sign up for our daily email newsletter, delivered to your inbox each morning. It's got the latest energy news, daily well completion reports, our daily radio energy report, and more. OK Energy Today is sponsored by Chaparral Energy, Industrial Control Solutions, and Energy and Environmental Services. OKEnergyToday.com. Subscribe today.
Well, Tom, as we take a look at our grain futures, soybeans with a nice day yesterday. The corn and wheat had kind of a stumble yesterday.
That's right. We did see our wheat market unable to hold its early session upside and close negative, while the corn and the soybeans close on a positive note. The soybean export inspections yesterday were better than expected, and an unknown destination yesterday bought 166.6 thousand metric tons of U.S. corn. Now, trading volume overnight has been on the light side. Trading direction has been mixed, and just a reminder, all of our ag markets will close early on tomorrow's trading. March KC wheat here at 716 this morning is trading a penny and three quarters higher. The March corn is unchanged. January soybeans 2 cents lower. March cotton up 17 points. February crude oil is 75 cents higher. The March dollar index is 12 cents higher. And March Dow Jones futures 41 points higher.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time this morning and visit with you again tomorrow. Always look forward to that. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.